Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. My name is Anne, and today's angel program today, I'm going to start my show with a beautiful meditation on how to connect with your angel. And also an angel message of the new day, which is step into your power. When I'm not on the air, I'm also able to connect to your guardian angel. And please visit my website at www.connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com. There I have inspirational messages and personalized prayers. And I also post angel messages of the new day there. And I also have a Twitter account where I tweet angel messages. And I also have a Facebook page, which is Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. And you can like me there. And I do posts of angel messages there. There's a lot of ways to interact with your angel, and please like me there and connect with a beautiful angel community there. If you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. And today's call-in number is 917-889-2995. And also, my links are on the blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne. I have the links there to my website, to my Facebook, and to my Twitter account. I'm going to go right into the angel message. It actually felt like a meditation. It was pretty beautiful and powerful. So let's all just take a deep breath in and exhale. Take another deep breath in. Hold that for a moment. Feel pinkness come through. Wash away all your worries and exhale. Come and sit with us and let us play. This action removes all inhibitions and is very relaxing. Practice this every day, for it refreshes and renews your very being. We love you. We love you so much. Close your eyes as we shine the heavenly sun. Feel it. Wash away all your fears. We now send you visions of petals of a rose flower, blooming of different rays of colors of blue, pink, yellow, and white. Now see yourself in a swing on a tree, the wind swirling and moving you way up just so. Archangel Jophiel, blessing you with laughter and joy. Take a deep breath in and feel this powerful love of joy, grace, and happiness. This is within you now. Enjoy it, for it is a gift granted for you from the Father. Love shines upon you always, for with this power of love has activated, miracles come your way. Thank you. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne, and I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. That was the angel message today, and it was pretty powerful. Right now, I know that through my voice, the vibrations are just pure, magnificent. There are no words to describe with the angels give me the messages to give to. The beginning of it, there's always replay where you can receive the same blessings as when I'm live on the air. The call-in number is 917-889-2995. And when I'm not on the air, please go to my website at connectwithyourguardianangelwithian.com. And also like me on Facebook, which is Connect With Your Guardian Angel Within. And all my links that I just spoke about is on the blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne show page, where I have other shows that I have. Please listen to the replays of my show. Okay, I'm going to take my first caller. Hi, you're on the air with Ann. What's your name?
Hi, Ann. Excuse me, this is Helena.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Helena.
Helena?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful name.
I just got off speaker. Thank you. Just wondering if there's an angel message. Last time I called in, it was so profound. So I was just wondering now if there's anything happening.
Okay, I would love to. One minute. I see a beautiful vision as I'm connecting with your angel. It's showing me this beautiful, the beautiful, glorious blue sky. And there's an opening coming down. Like, it's opening up. I hope I described this. Okay, it's opening up. Like, there's not a cloud in the sky. And there's this, magnificent, it's like a platinum, purest of platinum holy light coming down upon you. So it's I'm feeling so it's where I'm getting like really warm. This is like a shot of love for you. Just take a deep breath in, Helena. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold that for a minute. It's vibrating like through your very being. It's like entering into the top of your head. The crown of your beautiful, so it's like you have this, like, they're showing me you have this beautiful gold, the gold I can't even describe because it's like a color that is not of this earth. The gold is of heaven, in the heavens, and this is on your head now. So through this connection with you now, it's this platinum light that opened up the skies is just entering your every being. It's going through your soul, your skin, your cells. It's like swirling the visual. It's pretty powerful. I exhale. Keep breathing.
Yeah. Okay.
Inhale. Okay, let's see now what the message
is. No, don't worry.
I think the message is like, I think it was almost like I'm going to say cleanse, but like a blessing of a cleanse. Because the message I'm getting, like, it's like, something brand new is about to enter. Like, you finished a chapter, let's just say. I'm told that we have many chapters of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through our age groups. Like, there's, like, you know, from birth to, like, I think it's eight. You're now at a point where you're entering a new chapter, and it's exciting, and Wonderful. And this vision that was given to me was to give to you that no more not despair, but no more troubles. Just now you're on a road of this newness of beauty and goodness. New things will be coming your way, new opportunities, new friends, new adventures. I see even like something more on a personal level for you. A lot, you've experienced a lot in your life.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. And all is good. All have, even if you may not view it as good, it is
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
Know that this is what just happened here is a connection of to like lift you up. Oh boy. Blessings, angels are like, it's almost like they're, they all like, I see like seeing like a trio, but it's more like in threes. There's four sets of three angels. It's like almost like 12, like 12 angels, but they're in threes, 3, 6, 9, 12, or 4, yeah, okay. And they're all dancing around you like in a circle. So you have many angels with you who will be along this journey, this new journey of yours. That's the message I received. Are you there, Helena? Oh, Helena? I'm not sure what happened. Oh,
hello?
Helena? Yes. Did you hear that? I'm not
Are you
sure
talking to
happened.
Me? Hello?
Yeah, I lost the call. Hi. You're on the air. This is Anne. And who am I talking to?
Yeah, this is Carmen.
Carmen? Hi.
Yes. And my date of birth is May 5th. And I was wondering if you have any messages from the angels about my love life.
Okay.
Thank
you. Be happy to receive a message for you.
Okay, one moment.
I'm sorry?
One moment.
I cannot understand you very well. I'm sorry.
One moment, please. I'm trying to connect to your angel.
I was wondering if my angels have any messages to me in my love life.
Okay. One moment.
Thank you.
Okay, Carmen.
Yes.
I'm receiving a message that you've been through a lot emotionally, and your angel is showing me that she's sending you healing right now. So the healing is this beautiful emerald green light. So I want you to just close your eyes and just, it's as if she's placing this green coat of green over you. And she's sending you healing of love and just take a deep breath in and let it go. Exhale.
Now, about asking about your love life, this healing that she just gave you is something that, it was just something that you needed this healing in order to create this beautiful love that you seek. So any time that you I'm trying to get the words.
Okay. That I feel lonely.
If you feel lonely, I would say think of your angel just around you. If you feel afraid or just that you need someone to talk to, think of your angel wrapping her wings around you with this beautiful green light, okay? Now, specifically for your love life, I sense that you, it sounds like they're telling me that they want you to celebrate, and by celebrating is like, you know how you can like celebrate by throwing a party or just celebrating things.
Okay.
I feel like they're showing me like you going to a gathering. It could be created by you, like or. If you may have a friend who may be coming to you soon and asking you to come to a party with them,
okay.
Go to this party, be it if you create this party or this gathering or a friend. But I see like somebody might be coming to you to invite you, and you're going to meet somebody there. And this is all I'm getting.
I'm
so
sorry?
So open yourself up, okay, Carmen? And let the magic of the angels come in.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you. Okay.
Merry Christmas and bless you. And thank you.
You're welcome.
I pray for you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne, and I'm here to connect with your guardian angel with Anne. In the beginning of the show, I had a beautiful, powerful message called Step Into Your Power, and it was almost a meditative prayer, too, and message. So I normally start my show with connect with your angel, but it's turned into the message of a meditation prayer to connect with your angel. And we connected with Archangel Jophiel, which is she's just a magnificent angel. It's like there are many other angels. I did have a caller, my first caller, Helena. If you could contact me through my show page, voxtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne. I have links to how you can contact me. The call-in number is 917-889-2995. And I have a Facebook page if you could like me there. I post inspirational messages, and there's beautiful things of interacting in the angel community that you can receive many blessings. So join me there. And my website, visit me there at www.connectwithyourguardianangelwithian.com. And I also tweet messages on Twitter. And the same energies of the angel are transmitted through there as with this radio show. And when I am not on the air, I am also can connect with your angel. And this connecting with your angel is so amazing. It's a magical experience, and you can visit. There's information on my website at my angel store. I'm going to take my next caller. Hi, you're on the air with Ann. What's
hey,
your name?
Hey, my name is Bear. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Bear? As in the,
Bear?
As in the animal. Yeah, my name is, my mother is full-blooded Cherokee. So thank you, Mom, for naming me something I have to live with for the rest of my life, which is not a bad thing, but it's just kind of, you know, I got picked on a lot when I was little because I went to a small private Christian school. Imagine that. So, yeah, it is what it
is. It's a beautiful name.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you saying that. I've had some different views on it, but, you know, that was probably the kindest thing I've heard about my name in a long time, so thank you very much.
You're welcome. Blessing.
Well, I don't think I've talked to you before. I'm not 100% sure. I've got some kind of short-term memory because of a head injury in the Army about 8 years ago and caused me to be epileptic and all this other good blah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And flatlined a couple of times after I got hurt, started having the seizures. So they had to revive me three times. And so now my mom calls me half-ghost, which basically means one foot in, one foot out. You know, one foot in the spirit world and one foot out. And she feels like that I'm very clairvoyant and also empath, I think is what you call it. Something like that. I'm just now getting into being labeled as stuff, and I don't really like it that much. But either way, it's, you know, the last 7 or 8 years have been pretty scary. Because things will come up to me, and in the oddest places. But at any rate, let me get to the main question here. My father passed away about 3 weeks ago today, and in the house, I was the only one in here, and he happened to, you know, just call upstairs to my apartment. I came running down, and he was 15 seconds from being dead, and I was there with him, and he was screaming, it hurts, and he was, you know, trying to get me to not call the ambulance. I said, bullshit, so sorry about my language.
That's okay.
But anyway, when he passed away, I mean, when he was gone, and he was just completely gone, my mom walked in, about that time she walked in, I happened to see a whitish-gray kind of cloud almost that was hovering over him, and then it disappeared. So I definitely have a different outlook on the paranormal now, on the afterlife now. And I'm wondering if, you know, since I saw that, do you think that he might still be around here and just maybe not necessarily with unfinished business, which I don't think that's the case. I think he may just want to check up on us, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I got, like, right away and as you speak, okay? As you spoke in the beginning there, I saw this It's like it's with Great Force, which was it was a tiger. Okay. And as you spoke and told me about the passing of your father, and then said about this color of Snoop, your father, you witnessed something pretty amazing. He like literally evolved into his next life, which is the afterlife.
Okay. And he was what again? He was involved? Or what did you say? I'm sorry.
Evolved, EVOLVED. He evolved.
Oh. Okay. Evolved. Okay.
You've experienced something pretty sacred and unique.
Yes.
So, be at peace and be at rest in your soul. I'm talking right now to your angel. One second. I'm being shown like this river. Is there a special river that I don't know if this could be something present. I see a beautiful river, and it's
You got it down. Last year I lived in Breckenridge, Colorado, because I'm epileptic because of the head injury, and I was willing to try anything I could possibly try to get them to go away. So I moved to Colorado for a year, and then this year I moved to Oregon for a year, and I just got back about a month and a half ago, two months ago, something like that. And there were beautiful rivers and creeks in both places, and there was plenty of fishing and different things to do and all of that good stuff. So you hit it on both sides, on both of the places I've lived in the last year, 2 years. You know, I'll just go ahead and say it. It's not like anybody doesn't know why I moved to two different states like that. It's for the medical cannabis. So, with epilepsy and Crohn's disease, I mean, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. It stopped my seizures altogether, and I could drop my pills too, and no seizures for a year. Did the same thing at Oregon, dropped all my pills, all six of them, and six different kinds for epilepsy, and no seizures, no nothing. So it's pretty amazing. I get back home, and 3 weeks later, I have a seizure, wreck my dad's car. So, but at any rate, I'm just a walking advocate for it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off of my soapbox there. I just wondered, you know, I feel him in the house. And he will hit me harder than, I mean, it's crazy right now. Ever since he died, I have been nothing but static electricity. And no matter what I touch, it doesn't matter. I'm not rubbing my feet against, you know, on the carpet, no nothing, no screwy stuff like that. I mean, every time I touch something, shock, 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 shock. And I'm going, wait a minute. Okay, maybe this is his energy surrounding me? I don't know.
I'm feeling that partially, yes, but I feel like I know you're saying, like, I know I'm very familiar with being on the other side and being present here live on Earth. I totally know what you're saying. It's hard to balance that because that is your being right now. You may want to try some simple things. Nature is a great healer and grounding. need some grounding. You may want to, I keep getting like a stone. I don't know if you hold a stone now or have one.
Stone? Okay, wait. Did you say stone, S-T-O-N-E?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that because I have something that happened with the stone. As I was cleaning out, so I was moving some things around and cleaning out of my dad's room, I found a stone. And I had noticed upon one of the Indian burial grounds on my property, which is about 30 acres, there's some burial grounds up there because this is the Trail of Tears right through here. There's a plaque about 40 meters down the road, 40 feet, something like that, down the road that says, this is where they came through, blah, 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 blah. Well, I noticed the other day that one of the rocks had got moved, and dad for some reason took it and put it in the corner of his room, and I grabbed it and I said, okay, I gotta get this thing out of here before mom flips the heck out, because mom would have known. She would have been like, get that thing out of here right now. And so I went and put it back, and I tried to put it back compared to the pictures that I had. So I would have, like, an exact shape, exact size it needed to be on and all that stuff. And I think they're just happy that it's back. Not that it so has to be so perfect or whatever. But it's just really, it's pretty interesting, you know? So, yeah, the rock thing might be coming from what he did and from what I had to do and all that stuff. But do you think that might have something to do with it?
When I was getting like a vision of your angel showing me like the way you've been feeling, you need some simple things to just like ground you, to bring you to earth a little, because like you say, you do, you're like in between, and it needs to be balanced out. So, a balance. You need a balance.
Oh, balance. Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm sorry. It's probably my phone. It's just where I live. I live in the middle of Bumble, so.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we've connected.
Yeah.
What I'm getting now is the stone, what you said, yes. What you did was the right thing. What you need to get like a hold of though for you on your personal body. Like your angel's showing me like to get some kind of like, do you own or maybe you should purchase like an amethyst stone? An amethyst stone is very healing.
Yes. My mom has all of those stones. She has all of those. Trust me. I was raised with those stones.
Well, I think it would be nice to carry on your person is
yes.
stone in like your pocket. Carry an amethyst stone in your pocket. I want to give you your angel's name and I'm getting the name I'm going to see. I hope I spell this right. I'm trying to your angel's name is Aria. A-R-I-A.
Okay. Say that one more time. A, what is it?
A-R-I-A.
That's
okay.
That is.
So, I will pray for you there and send you healing.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. It's tough to let people know
and
if you lost anybody and stuff.
Okay. Just do those few little things that just talked to you about, get the stamp, get it on, put it in your pocket.
Sure.
And with the dream about your father, not the dream. Oh, I got
well,
a message.
I have had dreams, but go
okay.
ahead.
That's I'm actually mixing. I wrote down to tell you before I let you go, your dream. You're going to be dreaming. So these are dreams that probably won't make sense to you. But what you just relax into it. Don't read too much into the dream. I'll send you healing. And also, I'll be on the air again if you want to. Yeah, my show, I'm going to be on next Wednesday. So if you have a time, you could call and we could speak again.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know how you guys are about Facebook, but I don't know if that's a good way to communicate or not. I haven't had a chance to really get into a whole lot of electronics and stuff over the last couple of years because I've been hiking and skiing and
right.
doing all kinds of crazy stuff in different areas of the country. And so you're not having kids and being single is fun, but I'd rather do it with somebody else, you know. I mean, you know, with somebody else, not by myself. But anyway, I can always let's see. I guess I could put it in the chat room. I don't mind doing that. And then that way you guys have my Facebook page and or however you want to do it, you know.
Okay. Well.
So that way we can keep in touch, but I don't mind doing that at all. So.
Okay. Well, call Archangel Michael. He's like the best angel and
yeah.
for protection
right.
and he clears any energies. If you feel uneasy,
mm-hmm.
scared, he purifies and he'll knock it right out. So
yeah.
I'll continue my prayers and also
thank
healing
you.
Prayers and blessings to you there.
Thank
have
you.
A beautiful
I really
night.
Appreciate it.
Have a beautiful night.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're just tuning in. This is Anne, and I'm pleased to connect with your guardian angel with Anne. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. Tonight, and blessings of love and peace and healing to all my listeners and all who called in. And today's angel message was step into your power. And please listen to the replay and visit me at www.connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com and also connect with me on Facebook. With Connect With Your Guardian Angel with Anne. And I also do Twitter messages of the angels. And also, I'll be having a new book coming out called Angel Messages of the New Day. And that'll be coming shortly. And my next radio program will be... 1 minute. And I'm sorry for all that I wasn't able to speak with. You can contact me through my website at connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com. And I will also be on the air the 21st at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Much love. And many blessings to all.